mind only expanding the fact. Tiny swimming stones, even though the weight is great. It's not fully to be thrown like fruit. Cutting is placed on lips, then it is shaped on the platform. Then it is tapped on the right to produce the sound resonance. There are some regions in Rostov which make sounding such as in Chitanya, Asimuthi, as it's earlier, Yeromarangwan, Garut, and Chitawankulankulangwan, and Chitawankulankulangwan, which is made from palm leaves. In New Mahan Kulini, Kalinin is made from bamboo and shaped by women. Kalinin is shaped like thicker, inner layer which is easy to be inserted in a hair bun. While Kalinin, which is made from midriff, is usually shaped by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be cut in a thicker case. According to Amaro, the main material of Kalinin is fiber, palm tree. In the modern era, the main material is rare. In the past it was made from palm midriff, so many people call it kawum. Now Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawum, Kalinin will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midriff. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midriff takes 2 until 3 years. Since that time, Kalinin has been known by Russia for people, especially for Kumbangu. As a matter of fact, the Kalinin has been known in Bandung since 1982. The Kansai artist from Bandung, Haribus Lee, introduced Kalinin to his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Kalinin ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Kalinin art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Haribus Lee around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Kalinin muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah ya, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu nagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nu ngantrog. Astagfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu nagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nu ngantrog. Astagfirullah.
You have just listened to Kalinin written and guided by Stick Fry and sung by Kalinin Attack. Kalinin is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tune or rhythm. In the past in Chiaobi, Kalinin was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Amaolot, there are 4 types of tune in playing Kalinin, namely, Tungeret, Kobundangan, Kereogan, and Iri-Irinan. Kalinin can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways that Kalinin's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu. Asal cun atau nada-nada yang dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Kalinin tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
Ikan kampung yang di kinds of music itu. In the past, our ancestors made it individually, and there was no agreement about the sound. So Kalenjin has told that the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument. Kalenjin was made by the ancestors to ward off the past and the past. Because of that, the terms in Kalenjin instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Kalenjin is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Kalenjin begins to be popular in modern music, such as rock, blues, and pop. So listen up, there was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Western Java called Kalenjin.